Hi, you're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2010, and I'm in the Crossville space, and I'm here with Frank Douglas, who's Vice President of Business Development. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Very good. Thanks for letting us be here. You know, you're one of those companies where a majority of your business, a good chunk of your business, comes from the commercial side of the business. I mean, you can tell it because when you walk in this space, you've got all the trend colors, you've got the grays, everything that's very trendy. And the commercial market is usually up on all these trends through all the color marketing group and all that stuff. And yet you come to this retail show. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we are primarily a commercial company, or known as a commercial company, and we've put a lot of emphasis on the dealer market in the past few years. So we think coming to Surfaces and showing our wares and supporting our distributors who sell to dealers is just the right thing to do. We're currently working on a certified Crossfield dealer program that we'll be rolling out in the next couple of months, and we believe the dealer market is a great market for us going forward.
All right. You know, a lot of people probably know who Crossville is, other than what I said a minute ago about you being primarily commercial focused. But just to reiterate, you are a family-owned, privately-owned company. You're Tennessee-based, so everything you make and sell, most everything you make and sell, is made in the USA. I know you have some stone products, which obviously come from other countries, but the majority of what you sell are USA-based, right?
That's right. We source about 20% of what we sell, and those are really just products that we don't make ourselves in one of our three factories in Tennessee.
Yeah. And as you look around here, there's not a lot of ceramic tile people. As a matter of fact, you're the only interview I'm doing today of a ceramic tile company, and it's amazing what you're able to do with man-made products. I mean, when you look around here, these things look like stone. They look like exactly what you're trying to emulate, and yet since they're porcelain, they're extremely resilient and perform very well, don't they?
Absolutely. They're very, very stain resistant, very wear resistant, and just well suited for a commercial or any kind of a harsh environment where durability is paramount.
Can be used indoor or out, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk about the theme of your booth.
We tried to have, like every year, we tried to have some fun with the booth. This year's theme, as you can see, is Americana. And we've got murals from around the country. We've got water jet inlays that represent various geographic areas of America. And we're just strong on America this year.
And remind me, this product on the floor, it's beautiful. I know you had it last year. I love it. Talk a little bit about that.
This is a product that we launched last year called Ultimetal. We're very, very proud of this product. We won numerous awards during 2009 for it. We won gold at NeoCon this year. We won the Hall of Fame grand prize in New York this fall. So we've just been really racking up some accolades for it, and launched it, and it's doing very, very well.
Well, talk about the other new products that I know you've got a Just Plank program you're rolling out. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Right. We worked really hard to leverage our domestic availability of product. We've got a very large fabrication department, and we launched a product about 2 months ago now that we will cut any tile that we make or source into a plank size. We have four different plank sizes. Basically a 2 3/4, 3 3/4, 5 3/4, and 6 3/4 inch planks.
That's the width, and then what's the other dimension?
Well, whatever the dimension of the tile is. Okay. So that can be up to 24 inches, and as small as 8 inches. So we can do mass customization of any product that Crossville sells, and we're really proud of it, getting a really good response to it.
And actually, you know, we've done several interviews, but you've done major investments in the last year as far as, I think you have one of the largest presses that's made. You've got that installed. You got it up and running. I think you've also bought a second roller hearth or major kiln that you've put in. I mean, you guys have invested in this downturn to be ready to grow when the market starts to turn, right?
100%. We are blessed to be privately family-held, family business. And the owners are bullish on America and bullish on the future of tile, and they told us to get ready. So that's what we've done, and we're well poised for the future.
And from a green perspective, especially, I mean, you